欢迎大家。
All right, welcome everyone.
高兴哈，今天应该还有100个人是从外面来的。
It's awesome that today we have additional 100 plus people from other states.
好，今天第一天晚上哈。
So today the first night.
我希望神可以做很深医治的工作。
I hope that God can do a deep healing work.
但是呢，你知道没有你的允许，神没有办法做。
But you know, without your permission, God cannot do His work.
圣灵就是这么的温柔。
He is so gentle.
所以一刚开始，如果你愿意的话，跟我一起做个祷告。
So if you are willing, invite you to make a, do a prayer with me. Let's close our eyes.
圣灵，我们欢迎你。
Yes, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
今天晚上对我的心说话。
Tonight, speak to my heart.
我愿意打开我的心。
I'm willing to open up my heart.
我甚至愿意想起任何一件事情你要我想起来的。
I'm even willing to remember anything you want me to remember.
圣灵，一切都交给你。
Yes, Lord, I have put everything back to you.
求你在我里面做翻转的工作。
May you do a transformation work in me.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
向祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
好
okay.
我很高兴见到大家。
I'm very excited to see you guys.
一个月前我也是很高兴，大家都要来了，因为什么都是免费的，一定很多人会来赴这个盛宴。
A month ago, I was also very excited because I know many people will come because this conference is free.
但是到12月1号的时候
But till December 1st,
我突然间觉得完了，大家来这么多人，万一我不知道要讲什么怎么办？
Suddenly I started panic because there are so many people registered. What if I don't know what to share?
因为一直都很忙哈，我们所有同工其实我们一直都很忙。
Because all our coworkers are very busy.
然后我就开始焦虑。
So I start to have start to feel anxious.
你相信吗？就在12月1号的那天的半夜，我做了一个梦。
You know, at midnight of December 1st, I actually had a dream.
我就梦到江牧师叫我到他叫我去他那里，他有话跟我讲。
I dreamed that Pastor Grace called me to her place that she has something to share with me.
然后他就说圣灵要来了，你复兴要来了，你要预备好。
And she told me revival is coming, you need to get ready.
然后我说 yes, revival is coming.
我就说对，复兴要来了。
然后我就醒来了。
And then I woke up.
然后但是我们那天早上还去祷告山祷告哈，我们所有的同工。
And that morning we actually went to the prayer mountain to pray.
但是我不知道为什么，可能12月1号开始我要开始预备特会了哈。
But I don't know why, maybe because it's the beginning of December, I need to start to prep for the conference.
我就开始焦虑。
So I started to feel anxious.
我觉得这些报名的人又不要钱。
I feel that all these people, they register for free.
如果他报名了又不来，我剩一大堆食物怎么办？
What if they register but they didn't come and I have so many leftovers?
如果报名不要钱，他没有报名他又来了，我没有东西给他吃怎么办？
What if because everything is free and someone without registering they come and we have no more food?
啊，我就开始很紧张。
So I start to feel anxious.
然后我突然间发现，这次因为要跨年，我们又多了两堂。
And then suddenly I realized that because this time we have the countdown, so we have two additional sessions.
所以那天早上哈，我就开始想说，啊，这个免费是江牧师发起的哈。
So that morning I was like, okay, this free conference thingy is Mama Grace's idea.
我想说，但是呢，他又不来讲道。
But she is not gonna preach.
我说主啊，我不是江秀琴啊。
I was like, Lord, I am not Pastor Grace.
我就开始想说主啊，我不是江秀琴啊。
Lord, I am not Pastor Grace.
然后我就听到一个圣灵的声音说。
Then I heard a whisper from the Holy Spirit.
我没有要你做江秀琴啊。
I didn't ask you to be a Pastor Grace.
我说主啊，但是我 ，you know， 我怎么可能啊？我怎么行啊
？I said, Lord, you know, like, how can I do the same thing?
你知道我常常在一个挣扎里面，就是只要我遇到一件事情是我没有把握的，我就容易有压力。
I'm always in this kind of struggle when I encounter anything that I don't have confidence in, then I start to feel panic.
从那一天开始，我就在想，那我不是江秀琴，那我是谁啊？
So since that day, I started to think about this. Like, if I'm not Pastor Grace, then who I am?
有人说我是马老板啊。
Someone called me, 马老板 her nickname.
哎呀，我后来发觉姓马的人都很有钱。
And later on, I realized that many people with last name of Ma, they are very rich except me.
Anyway, 好。那我记得因为我们有赞美营嘛，然后我就开始赞美。
Because we have this praise boot camp, so I started to praise.
然后那天我们在赞美的时候，我就给你们看一下哈，我只是揭露罗宾森师母他的那个赞美卡。
And as I was praising, then I found this praise card. It's from Martha Robinson.
所以他那里讲的说，无论大小的。大的难处小的难处你只要看耶稣就好了。
So he says, either you experience a big or small trouble, just focus on Jesus.
他说假若你天天赞美主时时刻刻赞美主这样的人便是那个得胜者的行列。
If you keep, as long as you keep praising God every day, every moment, then these are the ones who are the overcomer and conquerors.
然后我看一下英文哈他就讲说你是 overcomer 跟 conqueror。
And as I look at English, it says you are the overcomer and conqueror.
得胜者哈就是得胜者。Overcomer 就得胜者，对不对
？Yes, overcomer.
然后conqueror 就是你是可以克服困难的人。
Conquerors means that you can conquer the difficulties.
然后我就听到圣灵跟我说，你做谁不重要，重要的你一定要知道你是 overcomer， 你是 conqueror。
So the Holy Spirit just tell me, it doesn't matter who you are. The key is that you have to be the overcomer and conqueror.
我就很高兴哈、
huh?
我说是的
Again,、yes.
我是 overcomer
yes I am overcomer 我是得胜者
我是得胜者
I'm overcomer
我是可以得胜困难的人
I can conquer all the difficulties
大山你算什么
big mountains you are nothing
小山你算什么
all little hills you are nothing
然后那天我就跟我一起祷告一个弟兄我说我们来宣告
And another brother, and there's another brother who's praying with me. I just invite him to declare.
我们来宣告我们是谁。
Let's proclaim who we are.
然后我就一下子有个意念进到我的脑子里。
Suddenly a thought just came.
我就开始宣告。
I started proclaiming.
我说我是复兴家。
Says I am the revivalist.
我就是复兴家。
I am the revivalist.
我做了这个梦，我们都是复兴家。
We have this dream that we are all the revivalists.
复兴一定要来。
Revival must come. And.
我越宣告，我就觉得复兴要来了。
And the more I proclaim, I feel that revival is coming.
亲爱的家人，你要一直的宣告，一直祷告。
Dear families, you need to keep praying and keep proclaiming.
否则你做每天做梦都没有用。
Otherwise, if you just daydreaming, it doesn't matter.
那就是人家帮你祷告，帮你看异象也没有用，就这样过去了。
It's even if other people pray for you, like see visions for you, it's still not gonna work.
从此之后，我常常跟我自己讲。我是复兴家。
So since then, I just started to proclaim, I am the revivalist.
年轻人一定会有复兴。
There will be revival among young people.
不管我几岁哈，我一定是你们其中一个。
It doesn't matter how old I am, I will be among you guys.
你相不相信在你们当中会有复兴
？Do you believe there will be revival among you?
你相信吗
？Do you believe that?
你渴望吗
？Do you want it?
哎呀，太棒了，这边的。
Awesome.
好，所以我今天要跟大家讲哈，我们到底是谁
？So next, I want to share who we are. Who are we?
你知道我本来就是一个比较平凡、比较胆小的人。
You know, I'm just kind of an ordinary people, very timid.
有一次在小家做见证哈，我就分享我怎么样在外面哈被种族歧视、被欺负哈。
So one time I shared testimony in a small group, I shared a racist experience that I experienced.
然后呢，有一个在老板哈，他就教我。
Then there's a boss, he taught me.
他就说如果人家这样跟你讲你就说 Do you know who I am?
He says, if someone dare to speak to you like this, just tell them, Do you know who I am? 你知道我是谁吗？
然后我就问那个老板说那万一他真的问我我是谁我怎么办啊？
Then I asked the boss, what if he really asked me, who am I?
我是 Martina, 但没有人认得 Martina.
I mean, I'm Martina, but no one knows Martina.
就他被我吓到了我居然有人会这样问他。因为讲这个话是在乎于那个气势你知道我的意思。
And that boss is very surprised that someone would ask him that question because it's all about, like, how you present yourself in that question.
你知道当我里面没有那个自信的时候 我就装不出那个声音来。
So you know, if I don't have that confidence in me, it's hard for me to present myself that way.
但是我们到底是谁哈？
But who are we?
我们来看一下罗马书第八章哈，我不一节一节的念哈。第八章十五节、十六节那里讲到我们是谁哈，我们读一下八章十六节哈，读英文的就读英文，读中文的就读中文，但是我们大声一点好吧？我们先来读。
So we'll look at Romans chapter 8. So we will read Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. You can read Chinese or English as you prefer. Let's read it together loudly, okay?
Okay, 一起来。
Okay, let's do this. For you did not perceive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
好长哦。Okay.好，所以这里讲到我们不是奴仆的心，人就害怕。
So here it says we did not still receive the spirit of slavery and fall back into fear.
他说，因为我们是儿子。
Because we are the true son.
好，你跟你旁边讲说，指指他给他看，我是神的儿子。
Tell your neighbor that I am the son of God.
好，你接着往下看哈。在第十八节那里讲到，第十九节那里讲到，受造之物切望的等候神的种子要显现出来。
And next, as you read in verse 19, for the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
你能够想象吗？就走出去，所有你能够看到的受造之物都在等着你。
So can you believe as you just go out, all the creation they are eagerly waiting for you.
神的儿子
，sons of God.
但他这里，因为他这里讲到，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下。
But here it says, for the creation was subject to futility.
而且呢，他指望能够脱离败坏的辖制。
They are still hoping that they can get rid of from the subjection.
你知道所有的万物哈，他们在辖制底下。
You know, all the creation, they're under the subjection.
他们在等谁释放他们
？They're waiting for someone to release them.
他们在等谁
？They're waiting for who?
谁
？Who?
等神的儿子。
They're waiting for the sons of God.
你知道有的时候哈，你不知道你是谁的时候，你就去看看。有时候反而旁边的人知道你是谁，对不对
？You know, sometimes even when we don't know who we are, sometimes your neighbor know who you are.
是不是
？Right?
有时候我们觉得啊，我 nobody， 人家就说 No， 你这么优秀，你怎么会觉得你这个样子
？Sometimes people are,、ah, I'm just nobody, but the people around them, no, you don't know how awesome you are.
然后你知道吗？你接着看哈，八章二十二节，这个万物切望我们显现出来到什么样的地步哈
？And next in verse 22, all the creation they are so eagerly waiting for us to what kind of degree?
他说他们一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
To such degree that they have been groaning together in the pain of childbirth until now.
对，所以这里 groaning 是讲到一个呻吟哈。
So here this groaning is that.Groaning sound.
然后劳苦是讲到 travail 这个字哈 ，travail 这个字是生产之痛的痛苦。
And here, this pain is a degree that is described as travail. It's the same pain of childbirth.
我们当中，你看过代祷者在祷告、祷告、在为那个应许祷告，到最后在生产的举一下手。
Have、
你看过这样子的
intercessors?
看过的举一下手。
Intercessor degree that they enter into travail.
你没有看过，我跟你讲，真的像生孩子一样。
You know, indeed, that prayer is like giving a childbirth.
他们会跪在那里，躺在那里，你知道，很痛。然后就这样子一直这样啊啊一直叫
They will be kneeling down, lying down, just it's in a deep pain and then just keep crying out.
所以你知道所有的受造之物都在这个生产的痛苦在等我们神的儿子要显现出来
So you know, all the creation they are under this childbirth they are eagerly waiting the sons of God.
你再看看还有谁在呻吟哈
And also there are some other things also are groaning.
包括我们自己
including ourselves.
你要为你自己祷告
You need to pray for yourself.
从我开始知道我的这个核心身份有一点点小小的问题的时候
Since I recognize that there is some trouble about my identity,
我就开始常常为我自己祷告
I start to often pray for myself.
我要知道我是谁
I need to know who I am.
我是神的儿子
I'm the son of God.
我一定要做复兴家
I need to be the revivalist.
所以这我们也要进入到这样子一个疲劳的祷告里面。
So we need to enter into this travail prayer as well.
不听我话了，帮我。哦，好，另外一个二十六节这里看到罗马书，还有谁在 travail， 谁在做这个伸展之苦为我们祷告
？And also in verse 26, there are more people also are travailing for this prayer.
就是圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit.
你知道圣灵一直在祷告。
You know, Holy Spirit has been praying.
你知不知道你是谁啊
？Do you know who you are?
神的儿子啊
！You are the Son of God.
你知道你何等的尊贵
？Don't you know how important?
你知道你何等的美丽
？You're so beautiful.
你知不知道你有多大的潜力啊
？Don't you know you have such great potential?
你知不知道你是有大能的
？Don't you know you are the mighty one?
另外一个就是耶稣也在神的宝座右边在为我们呼求。
And next, Jesus, he's also interceding for us on the right hand of the Father.
哇，你看这个神的儿子为了要让我们显现出来，有多少受造之物，包括圣灵，包括耶稣，都在为我们祷告。
You see, in order for the sons of God to be manifested, the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself, they're all praying for us.
我今天早上重新预备的时候，你知道我就很感动，我几乎要流泪，就觉得说，主啊，这个尊贵的身份，我真的不知道，求你开启我，打开我的眼睛。
So this morning, as I'm preparing for this message again, I'm so touched by this again. I'm saying, Lord, I really need to know this identity, this precious identity. Open my eyes to see this.
你知道儿子是有什么产业吗
？You know what kind of inheritance does a son have?
儿子是跟权柄有关。
The sonship is connected to authority.
所以这个儿子是跟治理有关。
So this sonship is also related to reigning.
儿子是后裔，你有产业。
The son is the descendants. You have the inheritance.
好，在这里很重要的一句话哈，我们就念一下，读中文的跟我念一下，等一下我们再念英文哈。仇敌不能改变你是谁，他只能改变你对自己身份的信心。
So this is something very important. Please read it after me, all the English speaker. The enemy cannot change who you are. He can only change your confidence in your identity.
我先说哈，你的核心身份一直被开启是一个过程。
So the process of understanding your identity, this is a process.
即使你已经听过了，即使你已经觉得哦，我还 OK 吗
？Even though you might have heard this message before, or you think that you're okay,
我鼓励你要持续的祷告。
I still encourage you to keep praying about this.
你真的不知道我们这个呼召这个产业何等丰盛的荣耀啊
！Because you really don't see the full glory of this calling that we have.
如果这是你第一次听这样子的信息，我告诉你，这是一个开始。
If this is the first time that you hear this kind of message, this is a beginning. I want to encourage you guys.
我们会持续的被开启，持续的被医治，持续的被恢复。
We'll keep having more revelation and we'll keep having more healing and restoration.
那会影响你的核心身份哈。
And so, what are the things that will impact this identity?
其实很重要的一点，我今天只讲很重要的一点哈，跟你的家庭有关。
There are many aspects that today I'll only focus on one, which is related to your family.
尤其跟你的父母有关。
Especially related to your parents.
我再讲细一点，就是你的父亲是一个很重要的角色。
To be more specific, it's the role of your father.
因为我这里有写到哈，父亲，你知道神哈，我们当中弟兄举一下手。
So,
举高一点。
All the brothers, please raise your hand.
弟兄举手，举高一点。
All the brothers, please raise your hand boldly.
OK, 好，谢谢。
Yes, thank you.
你一定要记住，神，你在受造当中，神特别给你的声音赋予权柄。
You need to remember, in your creation, God has given you authority in your voice.
这个声音哈是带着权柄的。
This voice carries authority.
为什么？因为你带着这个权柄，将来好不？将来在你的家庭里面，或是甚至于现在，你对于比你小的人哈，你有那个权柄，可以呼召出他们的呼召跟命定。
Because the voice that you carry is either to your future family or the people, who are younger than you, you have this authority to call out their destiny.
你知道做哥哥姐姐的。
You know, even as you're just brothers, sisters.
做属灵的哥哥，就是属灵的长辈啦。
Like spiritual elder brother or like a spiritual uncle auntie.
甚至于你有服侍的人，我们都是有权柄的。
Or even anyone who you are in ministry, you
have
authority.
当我越认识到我话语的权柄之后，我就开始讲话很小心了。
The more I recognize the power of my word, I start to be very attentive, careful about what I say.
神给我们权柄是要呼召这个人的命定。
God give us this authority to call out their destiny.
甚至于你知道爸爸哈，爸爸是划界限的。
Also, father is the one who draws the line.
告诉你什么可以什么不可以。
Draws the boundary, tell you what you can do, what you cannot.
我们肉身的父亲其实应该是要为我们命名的。
Our biological father is supposed to name us.
但是呢，好，但是呢，因为这个父亲缺席的角色。
However, because our many of the fathers has been absent.
以至于我们开始啊，我们就开始不知道我们是谁。
So we start to don't know who we are.
但是我们知道我们该做什么。
But we still know what we are supposed to do.
小的时候该好好读书。
You know, when you are young, you are supposed to study well.
读书完了该好好找个工作。
And then you need to find a good job.
找个工作该好好的建立一个家庭。
And then now you're supposed to build your family.
如果是华人的话，你建立家庭之后就该买个房子。
And if you're Asian, then after you have your own family, you need to buy a house.
这是亚洲人的思想哈。
This is like a typical scheme of Asian.
我们这一生只有告诉你该做什么。
So,All our life, people only tell us what you are supposed to do.
但是没有告诉你你是谁。
But no one tells us who you are.
我也是从这样子的家庭长大的哈。
I also grew up in this kind of family.
我从小就知道，你相信吗？我在初中的时候我就知道我一定要出国。
You know, can you believe that when I was just a middle schooler, I know that one day I will go study abroad.
然后我就知道我要读硕士。
And I know that I'm going to get a master.
我就知道我要在美国找个工作，然后办绿卡。
And I know that I'm going to find a job in the U.S. I'm going to apply for green card.
虽然我不知道为什么。
Even though I don't know why.
我们家每一个人都这样子，我们家每个孩子都这样子。
But even though I don't know why, but all my elder brothers and sisters, they do the same thing.
直到有一天，我信主了之后，我就想说，哎，那我现在找了工作了，我拿了绿卡，下一步难道是结婚吗？哎呀，太可怕了。
Until one day I become a believer and then I realized that, hey, and now I have my job, I also got my green card, what's the next step? Am I supposed to get married?
但是我不知道我是谁。
But I still don't know who I am.
好，你要知道一个父亲的肯定哈。会是我们自信心的一个很重要的一部分。
You know, the acknowledgement from your father is a huge source of confidence.
我在成长的家庭里面，我爸爸就是负责赚钱。
You know, in my upbringing, my father's role is the breadwinner.
我妈妈负责说话。
And my mom is the one who speaks at home.
所以我的家有一个很沉默的父亲，但是有一个像狮子一样的母亲。
So my father is always keep silent, and my mom is like a lion.
我们刚才讲的 lion roar,
就像狮子一样这样怒吼。
对，所以我讲个例子哈，我你知道在台湾有那种巷子嘛，蛮长的，但是小小的。
I'll just give you guys an example. You know, in Taiwan, there's like this narrow lane that's pretty long.
有一次我哥哥就这样子，他就走了嘛哈，然后有电话来找他。
And one day, my brother just go past that lane, and then there's a phone call finding him.
然后我妈妈就把窗子一打开。
Then my mom just open the window.
对着窗子。大喊
and just speak very loudly.
然后哥哥就回来接电话。
And then my brother just come back.
那个年代还没有 cell phone 哈，那时候还是那种一般的电话。
At that time there was no cell phone, so only the regular wired phone.
我不知道你们成长是这样子，我们华人的家庭哈，大部分都是妈妈在做主。
I don't know if you have similar experience, but usually Asian family, like mom is the one who has to say.
如果你是在单亲家庭的话，那更是你接触的可能只有母亲。
If you grow up in a single parent family, then oftentimes you only stay with your mom.
所以我们从小在这个生长的环境里面，我们就是我觉得我们华人就是我们的学业都非常好。
So in this kind of upbringing, I think many Asians are like this. Like we excel academically.
我们习惯去勉强我们自己去做很多我们不喜欢的事情。
And we are good at forcing ourselves to do something that we don't want to do.
我那时候就在想，等到我开始赚钱的那一天，我就可以为我自己活了。
And I always think like this. One day when I start to work, then I can live for myself. Finally,
因为我不再花我爸妈的钱了。
Because I'm not using my parents' money anymore.
但是等那天来到的时候，其实我也不知道我要做什么。
But when that day actually come, I don't really know what I want to do.
所以你知道这个 identity 跟你的父亲是很有关系的。
So this identity is deeply connected to your father.
那我在这里讲一下哈，像我爸爸就是属于沉默的父亲。
And like my father is like a silent father.
我妈妈常常讲说，你就看看你爸爸，他只会摇头，点头。
My mom always told me that look at your dad, he only knows how to shake his head and nod his head.
所以其实他没有对我不好。
So my father didn't treat me on anything bad.
他供应我所有一切的需要。
He provide all my needs.
但是他没有使用神给他一个权柄。
But he didn't use the authority that God has entrusted to him.
就是塑造我这个人。
Is that authority to build me as a person?
我觉得如果你特别缺少自信心的话，可能会是跟这个有关。
I believe if you are lack in your confidence, oftentimes it's related to this.
尤其是我们当中的姐妹哈。
Especially for the sisters.
如果你很少被你的父亲夸赞你有多好多美丽。
If you are rarely acknowledged by your father about how beautiful, how awesome you are.
很可能你就是对你的外貌会常常感受到不安。
Then very likely you will always feel anxious about your appearance.
甚至你会很需要一个异性对你的喜欢跟肯定。
Or you might feel this excessive need for the love of the other gender.
尤其我觉得你们很不容易啊，现在 social media, 哇，有一个骂人的文化。
And also I think for you guys it's even more difficult because there is like this culture on the social media.
只要有一点点缺点就会开始哇，大家都会这样子。就是批评取笑成为一个正常的事情，好像是我们生活的一部分。
If you have any shortcoming or any mistakes, and everyone will laugh at you, it becomes like a normality of our life.
那我这里有写到可能这个愤怒的父亲。
And also here I listed an angry father.
那这个愤怒的父亲哈，我知道。有的弟兄他有暴力的倾向。
I know that some brothers they have this violence tendency.
或者在话语上。
Either it's verbally, maybe it's verbally.
其实我爸爸算是真的是很好的爸爸了。
Actually, I know my father is pretty good already.
但是我爸爸说话的时候，只有在纠正人的时候。
But when he speaks up, it's always when he's trying to correct someone.
好，所以你知道我那时候我哥哥出来创业吗？
So back in the day when my brother he started his own business.
但是我爸爸不喜欢人家创业，他喜欢做你找一个好好的职业，每个月拿薪水，这样最安全哈。因为创业你可能会倒嘛。
But my dad don't like people to start their own business. He prefer you have a stable job, a stable salary.
所以他那时候每次看到我哥哥，就跟他说：“你不要创业，你一定会倒的。”
So every time when my father saw my brother, he always say, "Don't start your own business. It will one day have to close."
每一次见面都这样子哦。
He just keeps saying the same thing.
后来我哥哥就很少回家。
And then afterwards, my brother don't come back often.
他回来也只有跟我妈妈说话。
And even when he come back, he only talk to my mom.
其实我现在回头看，我觉得这是他的表达爱的一种方式。
Actually, now retrospectively, I know that this is the way he expresses his love.
你知道，但是那个摧毁性大到一个地步。
But that destructive power is so strong.
你知道，后来我哥哥的公司真的开得很困难。
To a degree that my brother's company indeed suffers a lot.
然后知道我们的话语真的有权柄。
You know, our words really carry authority.
所以直到我爸爸过世，我哥哥都不跟他说话。
So until my father passed away, my brother never speaks to him anymore.
我觉得这个是在我们华人文化里面的一个文化。
So I think this is something in our Asian culture.
爱你的方式就是赶快把你骂一顿。
The way we love you is to just scold you.
喜欢你的方式就是一直 push 你。
And the way we love you is to keep pushing you.
有没有 push 你要来聚会
？You need to come to the gathering.
连骗带推的把你带过来哈。
Just try to trick you here.
那个时候，我姐姐我姐姐那时候她结婚的时候嫁给一个外国人哈。
And my sister, she married to a Caucasian.
Yeah.
Yes.
我才是外国人。Anyway, 然后我爸爸就很反对。
And my father is really against that.
因为那个人的工作不好啦。
Because that guy, he doesn't have a very nice job.
那我姐姐还是结婚了。
But my sister still married that guy.
二十年之后，她要离婚。
And after 20 years, she wants to divorce.
你知道我爸爸，因为我那时候在家哈，我爸爸伤心到哈，在家里面一直哭。
Time,
因为他很心疼他的女儿。
Because at that time I was at home and my father he was crying so bad because he felt so hurt for his daughter.
但是他在跟我姐姐，我那时候我姐姐在加拿大，他打电话的时候，听到他要离婚，第一句话就是说：“我当初就跟你说，你不要嫁给他。”
And at that time, my sister actually lives in Canada. But when they pick up the phone, the first thing he says is that I told you you shouldn't have married him.
你知道这个东西在我们的文化里面是很根深蒂固的。
You know, there is like a very deep root in our culture.
你可能会觉得你的父母讲话负面。
You might feel that your parents always speaks negatively.
我跟你讲，你要是不刻意的，你也会一样。
But let me tell you this: if you don't be intentional, one day you will be the same.
有一天你就会发觉，我怎么跟我爸妈有点像。
And one day you notice that, hey, how come I become like my parents?
你知道这是一个文化的东西，是需要我们去征战的。
You know, this kind of cultural influence is something that we need to fight the battle.
需要你刻意去改变的。
You need to change them intentionally.
另外一个就是比较就是不在家的一个父亲。
And the last thing is the father who's away from home.
忙于工作。
Either is too busy with the work.
或者是我那个年代哈是看电视看报纸。
Or
这个年代的父亲可能是看手机打电动。
Or maybe the father was too obsessed with a TV with games.
或者是你的父亲很早就过世了。
Or maybe your father passed away early.
或者你的父亲就是你不知道了，你跟你的爸爸跟妈妈 whatever 离婚了
，or maybe your parents divorced，
你可能在两边跑，以至于其实你并不是常常跟你的父亲在一起。
And so you need to travel between two family, and then you don't often spend time much with your father.
所以我们。当然如果你的父母没有信主的话那我刚刚讲的说出你的命定说出你的呼召让你有自信心建立你的 identity 这些事情都很难会发生。
And of course, if your parents are not Christians, the things I have mentioned before, like calling out to your destiny and then give you the blessing, draw the boundary, those things might be a little bit hard to happen.
所以包括我自己其实我一直挣扎那个惧怕。
And for myself, I always have this struggle against fear.
我每一次得胜了之后呢，神就量给我一个更难的环境。
You know, every time I have some victory, then God will measure an even more difficult thing to me.
然后在这个震动当中，我又发觉，我又忘了我是谁。
And then in this time of shaking, again I forget who I am.
然后等我终于得胜了。
Until I finally overcome.
下次又有一件事情让我很慌张，很害怕。
Then there will be a next thing that will cause me a huge struggle and anxiety.
我就想说啊，我又忘了我是谁。
他说啊 ，Again, I forgot who I am.
这个是我们怎么认识自己的一个过程。
This is the process how we know ourselves gradually.
你越来越知道 ，OK， 我是谁。
More and more, you understand who you really are.
我要什么
？What I want？
什么是我生命里面最重要的
？What is my top priority in my life？
那好，那我现在讲到哈，我们会失去这个核心身份，儿子的核心身份，常常是因为我们看到父母身上的缺点所犯的过错而产生的失望， 以至于我们either很难过很忧伤或者是我们开始论断我们的父母。
And another aspect why we often lose the heart of a son is that when we see the flaws in our parents, especially when they make mistakes, and then that will lead to disappointment, grief, and eventually judgment towards our parents.
当你这个失望在里面的时候，你知道那个时候我就开始变得哎呀，反正爸爸也都不说话嘛，那我妈妈最爱的是我哥哥哈，我就觉得 OK， 我就让我自己成为一个我不需要爱的人。
When I have this disappointment to my parents, like, okay, my dad is always silent and my mom always loved my brothers more, then I choose to be someone who doesn't need love anymore.
当你开始，你我不知道你知道我的意思哈，你怕得不着，所以呢。就让自己没有这个需要。
I don't know if you understand this kind of feeling because you are afraid that you might not get it, so you let yourself not having this need.
就像友谊也是一样。
Same thing for friendship.
在你拒绝我之前呢，我先要给你一个脸色看，就是我根本都不想跟你做朋友。
Before you try to turn me down, I'm going to show you that I don't really care.
这是我们成长过程当中保护自己的方式。
This is a self-protection, our way of self-protection.
但是在这个当中，你知道我们的心就变硬了。
But you know, in this process, our hearts gradually harden.
啊，我觉得然后你要知道哈，我们这个特会信息是叫做 extravagant.
You need to know the conference theme is extravagant.
你知道你没有经历到神的爱的时候，你没有办法说。啊，我就要热情倾尽所有的来回应他。
And you know, if you never receive God's love, it's very hard for you to try to say, "Ah, I will pour out everything I have extravagantly."
我常常跟主祷告说，主啊，你打开我的眼睛，我想要更多认识你的爱。
I oftentimes pray to the Lord, say, "Lord, may you open my eyes that I want to know your love more."
就有一天，神就跟我讲，你知道我这样祷告可能几个月几个月或者一年哦。
You know, I keep praying the same thing for like several months or almost a year.
因为有一天神就跟我讲。
And one day God told me.
我一直都很爱你，只是你没有感觉。
I always love you, you just don't feel it.
你爱的接收器坏掉了。
Your receptor of love is broken.
所以你一直觉得我看不见摸不着主啊，向我开启，向我开启。
So that's why you keep asking, Lord, reveal it to me, reveal it to me.
其实是我在整个过程当中，因为害怕被拒绝，我就让我自己没有这个需要。
Actually, it's because in this process, the fear of rejections let me try to lose that need.
所以造成我连认识神的爱。都变我对我来说很抽象。
To a degree that even the love of God becomes very abstract to me.
我觉得在我们可以 extravagant 尽心所有的来回应神之前。
So I think before we can start to know how to respond to God's love extravagantly.
你先要知道你是谁。
You need to first know who you are.
那当我们在家里面，我现在就是讲一些现象会很快，你可以看看你有没有。
So I'll just go through some symptoms very quickly, you can see if you have it.
当父亲、母亲是带给我们一个情感的成长。
So the role of our mother is to develop our emotion.
如果你的母亲像父亲一样，她的职位其实就已经改变了。
If your mother behaves like your father, then it's actually a flip of their role.
父亲设立规范。
Father is the one who draws the boundary and sets the rule.
呼召出我们的命定来。
And call out our destiny.
当这些没有发生的时候。
If these things is absent.
当你不知道你是谁的时候。
When you don't know who you are.
第一个你会借着不道德的性关系来满足爱跟被爱的需求。
Then you will start to try to fulfill this need to love and be loved through immoral sexual relationship.
所以我们这里看到有毒品、性、手淫、色情、食物、好电玩，你们到时候可以看哈，赌博、酒精、网路，这些都是你可能就是因为你 我们觉得我们不需要，但是你就是一直觉得很无聊，很无聊，好像你需要有一些东西来占满你的时间跟你的精力跟你的情感跟思想。
So there's a long list of things that people will try to occupy their attention because they always feel that it's bored, they feel bored, like drug sex, masturbation, all these things, because they always feel that there's this emptiness that needs to be filled.
第二个就是你可能很需要一个地位跟名分，得到别人的称赞或得到别人的尊重，来满足到你被肯定的一个需求。
Or you might be seeking status or position, seeking praise from others, want to be honored, want to be respected, to fulfill this need for affirmation.
如果人家忘记邀请你，
If someone
忘记通知你。
If someone forgets to invite you or notify you,
忘记感谢你，感谢了四五个人，哎，就把你忘记了。
Or maybe they give thanks to many, many people and then they forget to thank you.
他们可能在尊荣长辈，或者尊荣一些服侍神的、有付出的人，结果又把你给忘记了。
Or maybe they're honoring some people who serve, who has been serving, and then they forget to honor you.
这可能都是因为你没有得到足够的肯定。
If you feel triggered by these things, maybe it's because you don't have that source of affirmation.
还有这里讲到人际关系，比较是竞争、嫉妒跟敌对。
Or maybe in your interpersonal relationship, often leads to competition, jealousy, or hostility.
其实就是你很没有安全感。
Actually, these are all symptoms of lack of sense of security.
呀，你可能可以表面称赞说，哇，真的好棒哦。
Even though you might say, ah, you are so awesome, you do so well.
但是你称赞的时候就会想到，哎，为什么不是我？
But underneath, you might feel that, ah, why it's not me who are being acknowledged?
好像一个自卑感在你的里面。
And there's always this low self-esteem.
好，另外一个的话，你会很想掌控。
And next, you will want to always take control.
我现在已经看到很多年轻人因为失控就得了忧郁症。
I already see many young people because they feel that they lose control and then they have depression.
就是你一定要掌控，其实我也是啊，我一失控我就害怕，但是感谢主我可以赞美。
You know, they are very afraid to lose control. Actually, same thing for me. But thank God that when I feel that I lose control, I can always choose to praise God.
然后你凡事都要依靠自己的恩赐、才干跟成功。
And you always try to rely on your own gift, your talents and success.
你一直依靠这些，等到有一天你发觉你真的失败，你真的比不上别人的时候，你就会陷入到忧郁的里面。
If you always rely on these things, when one day you know that indeed other people are more successful than you, then you will fall into depression.
刚刚我讲的这几样哈，你看看你有没有。
All these symptoms that I just listed, you can examine yourself.
这些只是外面的一些现象，但是这个根在于你跟父亲的关系。
These are all just some outward symptoms, but ultimately the roots goes back to your relationship with your father.
好，你知道我从来不知道我的父母影响我这么大。
And so you know, I never realized how big of an impact my parents had.
当你跟父母的关系不是在一个神所设立的关系的里面的时候，即使你是基督徒哦，因为你知道我们都是罪人嘛，我们不见得做得很好，我们也都在一个成圣的过程当中，被神改变的过程当中。
If your relationship with your parents are not that consecrated by the Lord, even if your parents are Christian, it might also be the case because we are all sinners and we are all in this process of sanctification and transformation.
你跟父母的关系不好会影响你跟权柄的关系，也会影响你跟阿爸父的关系。
So your negative experience with your parents will also impact your how you relate to authority or how you relate to the Abba Father.
你知道不只是负面哦，还包括没有什么关系。
You know, it's not just the negative experience, but also including not having any experience.
没有关系就有很大的问题了。
If you don't have any experience with your father, then that can cause a lot of trouble.
你知道我以前有一次人家带我去看一个能量医学啊。
You know,
不知道有没有听过，你们有没有听过这个
？You know, one day someone invites me to look at some sort of energy medicine thingy.
然后他就要帮我除 他帮我除那个对所有维他命啊什么什么食物的过敏哈。接着最后一个他就要帮我除我情感上的过敏。
They are trying to remove all sorts of allergy in me and then like allergy from food and anything and then they are trying to remove the allergy in my emotion.
我想说你这也实在太乱来了吧，还有情感上还有过敏的。
I was like, that's a little bit too over. Is there even allergy in our emotion?
跟你讲，他就拿着那个能量的东西，弄来弄去，男生、女生、男生、女生、男生。
And then he just started to use whatever the energy tool that they are using, measuring. Okay, guys, girls, guys, girls. Is it guys?
Yeah. Guys. 然后他就，他就说，我对男性比较不容易信任。
And then he just told me that it's hard for me to trust a guy.
你知道我就回家想了很久。
And then I was really pondering upon that.
我跟你讲，不信主的人都可以对你说话，我告诉你。
You know, even non-believers can speak to you. You need to pay attention.
你要常常祷告。
You need to pray and discern.
我对男性过敏。
I'm allergic.
难怪我 single.
I'm allergic to guys. No wonder I'm single.
后来他就讲是信任的问题。
And then he told me it's a trust issue.
我就回家想了很久。
And I really ponder upon that.
我就知道神在对我说，是因为我爸爸。
I know that God is speaking to me is that it's because of my father.
我其实我爸爸真的很把所有的钱都用在孩子身上。
Actually, my father, he used every penny on his children.
我小学毕业的时候他没有来过。
But when I graduated from elementary school, he didn't come.
他家长会的时候没有来过。
He never comes to the parent-teacher meeting.
我初高中毕业的时候他没有来过。
When I graduated from middle school, high school, he also never come.
我那时候比较大了，老师就要找家长来，因为那次我考试作弊。
And then there was one time that I cheated on the test, and then my teacher needs to call my parents.
我就跟老师说，我跟你讲，我一定会改，不用叫他们来了啦。
And I tell my teacher that don't need to call them. I will definitely change myself.
以前我们考试每一次家长都要签名。
You know, in the past, each time when we have a test, like your parents need to sign.
因为我爸爸都在打麻将
But because my dad is always playing 麻将。
所以我在初中的时候，我就找我姐姐帮我签，她会签我爸爸的签名。
So when I was in middle school, I would ask my sister to do the signature for me.
然后有一天我就想，我为什么不自己练一练呢
？And then one day I just realized, how come I just don't do the signature myself?
从此之后都是我自己签名。
So from then on, it's always me signing my own stuff.
还鼓掌啊
！You guys seem very amused by that.
那我大学毕业的时候他没有来过。
And when I graduated from college, he also didn't come.
他还在忙着打牌。
He's still doing with the 麻将。
我硕士毕业的时候他也没有来。
When I graduated from my master's degree, he also didn't come.
我都不记得我有没有去我自己的硕士毕业，反正没有人要来嘛。
I don't even remember if I even attend my own commencement ceremony because no one's coming.
所以我什么都是靠我自己。
So I always rely on myself.
所以当我不能靠我自己的时候我就会进到惧怕里面。
So when I can't rely on myself, I will start to panic.
你知道好，我们今天带你们就是如果刚刚那些现象，你从那些现象看到你有这些现象的话，你知道我们得医治的第一步就是你需要饶恕你的父亲。
So today, if you see that you have some of the symptoms that we listed, the first step of healing is that you need to forgive your father.
如果你是如果你父亲根本都不在家的话，
if your father is very absent.
你知道我第一次参加这个天父的医治聚会的时候，
you know, the first time that I attend this kind of healing from father's love,
他就说你要饶恕你的父亲。
And they just told me you need to forgive your father.
想了半天，我爸爸什么也没做，也很少打我。
And I was like, my father didn't do anything. He also didn't like hit me.
然后那个讲员就说，你要为你爸爸没有做他该做的事情，你要饶恕他。
And the speaker says you need to forgive your father for not doing what he's supposed to do.
然后那个时候我突然间我就开始哭。
And then suddenly I just start to weep.
我就开始一直哭，我说我就开始意识到。
Then I start to realize.
因为在我的生命里面他为我安排了所有的一切，但他并没有参与在我的生命里面。
That actually in my life he arranged everything for me, but he did not participate any of it.
我知道他很爱我。
I know that he loves me.
但是他是我最熟悉的一个陌生人。
But he is the most, my most familiar stranger.
我们没有任何谈心的时候。
We don't have any heart-to-heart fellowship.
这个医治好是一个过程。
This healing is a process.
你知道有一天哈，我坐在那里看一个讲员在讲他的爸爸，他跟他爸爸的关系。
You know, one day when I was looking at how a speaker related to his father.
那个时候我爸爸刚刚过世。
At that time, my father just passed away.
然后我在看那个 video 的时候。
And as I was watching the video.
我不知道为什么我在看别人跟他父亲的关系，我就开始一直流眼泪。
I don't know why, as I'm listening, they're sharing how the speaker related to his father. I just start to cry.
然后后来圣灵就在我身上工作。
And the Holy Spirit starts to work in me.
我那天就突然间的时候，我一个人在家哈。
And that day I was alone by myself.
我自己就开始讲说，爸爸。
I start to cry out, Father.
你为什么不说话
？Why don't you speak？
你到底在想什么
？What have you been thinking？
我不知道你在想什么。
I don't know what you're thinking。
你也不知道我在想什么。
You also don't know what's on my mind。
我说爸爸。
Father。
我就开始一直喊，一直哭，一边喊一边哭。
I just start to cry out and I start to weep and I just keep crying out and weeping。
我心里想，你都过世了，我不知道你是谁。
I said you have。Now you passed away, but I still don't know who you are.
亲爱家人，这个过程是你的心开始活过来的一个过程。
No, dear families, this is actually the process when your heart starts to come alive again.
我知道我们华人的家庭，父亲不擅长谈话。
I know that in Asian family, oftentimes our father is not very eloquent.
你知道吗？所以刚刚开始我也不擅长谈话。
So in the beginning, it's hard for me to start a conversation as well.
所以我遇到很会谈话的人，他就说：“你为什么要这样做？你到底在想什么？”
So when I see someone who is meet someone who is very eloquent, when they ask me, "What are you thinking about? Like, why do you do this?"
我都说不出来。
I don't know how to reply.
等到我回家的时候，我才想：“哎呀，我应该这样跟他讲的，我应该这样去解释的。”
And then only when I went back home, I was like, "Oh, I should have say something."
你知道这个是我们从。一个正常家庭里面该有的我们却失去了。
You know, this is a process that we are supposed to grow in a normal family, but we lose it.
所以我想今天在我们第一堂里面。
So I hope that in our first session.
你要进到这个儿子的身份里面。
You need to enter into your sonship.
第一件事。
The first thing.
我希望你们可以写一封信给你的爸爸。
I hope that you can write a letter to your father.
我那个时候开始被医治的时候，没有人叫我要写信给我父亲，要跟我父亲交谈。
When I start to receive this healing process, no one asked me to write this letter to my father.
事实上，我每次打电话回家，都不是我爸爸跟我讲话，我爸爸接了都会叫我妈妈跟我讲话。
Actually, every time when I call back home, I never talk to my dad because my dad will pick up the phone and then immediately pass the phone to my mom.
所以那天圣灵带领我开始自己跟我爸爸交谈。
So that day when the Holy Spirit leads me to start to have this conversation with my father.
所以我鼓励你哈，现在好不好？我们差不多花五分钟到十分钟时间。你如果需要纸跟笔的话，你可以举一下手，或者你想用你的手机写也是可以的。
So I want to encourage you guys to spend like 5 to 10
minutes. 好吧，如果你希望有纸跟笔的话，你举一下手。
If you need pen and paper, you can raise your hand. You can also write it on your phone.
可不可以有人帮我弹一下琴
？Worship team, please.
Okay. 他用仿音乐。 如果你希望有纸跟笔的话，请你举一下手。
If you prefer to write it on a pen, on a paper, you can raise your hand.
我觉得你对于你爸爸的一个失望。
I think this disappointment towards your father.
你也希望他在的时候，他却没有在。
The moment when you want him to be present, but he's not there.
你很希望啊，他给你一个鼓励的时候，但是他却是带给你一个纠正。
The moment when you need his encouragement, but instead he gives you a correction.
或者你心里面有一些事情，你就觉得你没有办法跟你的父亲或是母亲说。
Or maybe there is just something that you feel that you cannot tell your father or your mother.
如果你觉得你爸爸都很好，你就先从感谢开始。
If you feel that your dad is pretty awesome, you can start from Thanksgiving.
但是如果在你的家庭里面，你觉得你跟你父亲是没有沟通的，
But if in your family you don't really have any conversation with your father,
你现在可以写出来告诉他你的难处。
Now I want to invite you to write it down to share with him your struggle.
或甚至于你对于他对你妈妈的方式你很失望，对这个家的态度。
Or maybe you are very disappointed about how he treats your mom or how he approached this family.
我希望你很敞开。
I want you to be very honest.
把你对他所有的问题都写出来。
To really write down everything that you have in your mind.
我鼓励你一定要写哈。
I really encourage you that you need to write.
医治的开始就从你开始写的开始。
Because healing starts when you start to write this.
如果你写完了，你可以安静，但是不要跟旁边讲话。
If you have finished writing, you can stay quiet, but try not to disrupt your neighbor. Here, there's nothing religious. You can write down your true feeling.
每个人都要写，这是等你写的时候，等于把你的情感一个具体化。
We invite everyone that you really need to write this, because as you write this down, it makes your feeling more concrete.
等一下，我会请我们的属灵父母来到前面。
Later on, we will invite our spiritual parents to come to the front.
不管你是说英文的、说中文的，我们都有哈。
Either speak Chinese or English, we all have people who are excellent in these language.
我要请你把你写的东西念给属灵父母听。
I want you to invite you to read what you have wrote down.
不用担心，他们也不认得你。
You don't need to be worried because they don't really know you.
你知道你写出来是一个情感，但是当你说出来的时候，那是一个 healing.
You know, as you write it down, it's one kind of emotion. But as you read it out loud, this will bring another healing.
当你说出来的时候，你就把它当作你的父亲一样。其实可能站在你面前的是一个属灵母亲哈。
As you say it out loud, you just treat them like your father, even though they might actually be ladies.
的属灵父母会为你祷告。
And our spiritual parents will pray for you.
如果你已经写好了，你就可以走到属灵父母前面，好，你就把你写的念给他听，就像说给你爸爸听一样。
If you finish writing already, just want to invite you to come to the front to find one spiritual parent to speak to them as if you are speaking to your father.
如果你是讲英文的话，好，是在你看到蒙恩牧师，好，是在他的我们的右手。我们的右手边，讲英文的到我们的右手边，
you,
从讲台中间。
If you speak English, please come to the right hand side and start facing the pulpit close to the large camera.
然后这边是讲中文的，因为他们会为你祷告。
On the left hand side is the side close to the drums. You can come find them. They will pray for you.
写完了，你就可以出来了。
As long as you are done with writing, you can come to the front already.
如果你已经被服侍的，好不好？你就在位置上面可以安静。如果你想要讲话的话，就请出去，在外面，好不好
？If you are ministered already, you can either stay quiet and back in your seat, or if you want to chat, you can go chat outside in the lobby. Let's try to keep the sanctuary quiet.